We are going to begin now the Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11, in Ahavas Chesed. The Chofetz Chaim in this Perek discusses how to deal with one overarching problem. He talks about it in regard to doing Chesed and to doing Tzedakah and the mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasadim in general, but the truth is that this problem is a challenge in all areas of Avodas Hashem, and truthfully, it's a problem in all areas of life itself. And that problem is laziness, atzlus. Laziness comes in all shapes and forms, and sometimes we recognize it as laziness, and we're just lazy, and we're fine with that. And other times, we make up many justifications why we aren't doing something, although the true reason is simple atzlus. There's a whole... There's like a few psukim in Mishlei, one after another, that talk about how an atzel has all kinds of reasons why he doesn't want to leave that house. He's worried there's going to be wild animals on the way. He's worried there's going to be dangerous people out there. So there's all kinds of justification a person makes up to justify why he's simply not doing something because of laziness. Now, right in the beginning of this parak, the Chofetz Chaim has a very long footnote where he explains a beautiful medrash, and this is one part of Avos Chesed which stuck with me since I've been in yeshiva, learned Avos Chesed many, many years ago, but for some reason I always remembered this little piece where he explains this medrash. The medrash says, Va'ati Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elekecha Shel Me'imach, Ke'im Li'ira Aysai. Now, Klal Yisrael, Pasuk and Pashas, Ekev, Mo Hashem Elekecha Shel Me'imach, what does Hashem want from you? Ke'im Li'ira Aysai, all he wants is that you should fear him. And the pasuk actually goes on a whole list, etc. It says all kinds of different things. It is all that Hashem asks from you. But in any case, that's what the pasuk says. V'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you? Just to fear Him. Now the Medrash says, "V'ein v'ata ela tshuva." The word v'ata, the word "and now," means tshuva. What does this mean? Why specifically in the word v'ata and now, ayin tav hey, is a hint to tshuva? I mean, there's other parts of this pasuk that seem more likely to be hinting at tshuva, right? Ki'im li'ir ha'isai, you should fear Hashem. La'ava ha'isai, baruch ha'shmai, you know, all those other things that tells you how to do avodas Hashem. But the word va'ata in particular, the word and now? Chofetz Chaim says the answer is that this is one of the chief ploys of the Yetzer Hara. When you have thoughts of doing a mitzvah, learning, davening, maybe adding some learning time, seeking out a chesed, making a phone call to someone in need, speaking to your parents, the Yetzer Hara immediately tells you, today you're so busy, there's so much going on, there's no way you have time for this. Tomorrow your schedule will clear up a little, the kids won't be so crazy, your emails won't have piled up, housework will be under control, etc., etc., etc. That's when you'll do it. Now, of course, tomorrow never comes, because the Yetzer Hara tells you this every day. He doesn't get bored or tired of telling you the same rhetoric over and over again, as long as it works. And if not, he's supremely creative and he'll find some other way to convince you that today is simply not the auspicious time to start doing this mitzvah. Tomorrow, that's the day. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Al toimar l'reacha leich v'shoiv u'machar etein. Don't tell your friend, go now, v'shuv, and then come back. And tomorrow I'll pay you. And in truth, you have the money today. So simply, this pasuk is referring to someone you owe money to. So don't push off this friend of yours that you owe money to by saying, you'll pay tomorrow and go come back tomorrow and I'll pay then. Because reality, you have the money today. But it's hinting at the Yetzer Tov, who is our only true friend, who wants the best for us, who wants us to fulfill our obligations today. But what do we tell him? Go now. Come back tomorrow. Then I'll have time. Then I'll do it. You know, I'll learn eventually when I retire and say all the different things that a person could think. Then I'll have time when in reality, you have time today. That's Va'ata Yisrael. That's what the Medrash is saying. And now, Klal Yisrael, you want to do tshuva? Don't wait until tomorrow. Do it today. The Chofetz Chaim says, he heard in the name of Goyen Echad, one Goyen, one of the Gedolei Hadar, that a person should think three things. Number one, I have only one day to live. Number two, I only have this parak of Mishnayos or this daf of Gemara to learn, or whatever it is you're in the middle of. That's all I need to do. Same thing would go for a chesed. And three, I'm the only Jew who exists, and I've been commanded by Hashem to do this mitzvah, and the world depends on me. So these are the three things the Gaon wants us to think always. I have only one day to accomplish anything. I have only this mitzvah, or this parak of Mishnayos, or this daf gemara to do. And I'm the only Jew, and the whole world depends on me doing this. Tomorrow we'll continue. The Chafetz Chaim goes on to explain this at length.